ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరి ఓం. ఆప్యాయంతు మమాంగాని వాక్ ప్రాణశ్చక్షుశ్రోత్రం అథో బలమింద్రియాణి చ సర్వాణి సర్వం బ్రహ్మోపనిషదం. మాహం బ్రహ్మ నిరాకుర్యాం మామా బ్రహ్మ నిరాకరోత్. అనిరాకరణం అస్తు, అనిరాకరణం మే అస్తు. తదాత్మని నిరతే యే ఉపనిషత్సు ధర్మాః తే మయి సంతు, తే మయి సంతు. ఓం శాంతే శాంతే శాంతి. శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరి ఓం. సో ఇన్ ది లాస్ట్ వెబినార్ వి కంప్లీటెడ్ ది 7th చాప్టర్ ఆఫ్ చాంతోకి ఉపనిషత్. ఇట్ వాస్ కాల్డ్ భూమ విద్య, విచ్ వాస్ ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ అ డైలాగ్ బిట్వీన్ సనత్ కుమార అండ్ నారద. అండ్ హియర్ బ్రహ్మన్ వాస్ రివీల్డ్ యాజ్ సుఖస్వరూపం ఆర్ ఆనంద స్వరూపం. అండ్ ఇన్ ద 6th చాప్టర్ బ్రహ్మన్ వాస్ రివీల్డ్ యాజ్ సత్ స్వరూపం బ్రహ్మ. ఇన్ ద 7th చాప్టర్ ఆనంద స్వరూపం బ్రహ్మ. అండ్ ఇన్ ది ఫాలోయింగ్ 8th చాప్టర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ చిత్ స్వరూపం బ్రహ్మ. అవస్థాత్రయ సాక్షి రూపం బ్రహ్మ ఇస్ గోయింగ్ టు బి పాయింటెడ్ అవుట్. దస్ దర్ ఆర్ 3 చాప్టర్స్ 6, 7, and 8 దే రివీల్ ది సచ్చిదానంద స్వరూపం ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్. విత్ దిస్ బ్యాక్గ్రౌండ్ వీ విల్ నౌ ఎంటర్ ఇన్ టు ది 8th చాప్టర్. అండ్ ఇన్ దిస్ ఫైనల్ చాప్టర్ వీ హవ్ గాట్ 15 సెక్షన్స్ ఆర్ ఖండాస్. అండ్ ఆఫ్ దీస్ ద ఫస్ట్ 6 సెక్షన్స్ 1 to 6 దే డీల్ విత్ సగుణ బ్రహ్మ ఉపాసన. అండ్ ది నెక్స్ట్ 6 సెక్షన్ 7 to 12 వీ హవ్ గాట్ నిర్గుణ బ్రహ్మ జ్ఞానం ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ అ డయలాగ్ బిట్వీన్ ప్రజాపతి అండ్ ఇంద్ర. అండ్ దర్ ఫోర్ దిస్ టీచింగ్ ఈస్ ఆల్సో కాల్డ్ ప్రజాపతి విద్య. అండ్ దెన్ ఇన్ ది లాస్ట్ 3 సెక్షన్స్ చాంతోగ్య ఉపనిషత్ టాక్స్ అబౌట్ సమ్ జనరల్ స్పిరిచువల్ డిసిప్లిన్స్. సో దిస్ ఈస్ ద లేఅవుట్ ఆఫ్ ది 8th చాప్టర్. అండ్ ఇన్ ది ఫస్ట్ 6 సెక్షన్స్ సగుణ బ్రహ్మ ఉపాసన ఆర్ ఈశ్వర ఉపాసన ఈజ్ టాక్డ్ అబౌట్. అండ్ ఫార్ దాట్ ఉపాసన ది ఆలంబనం ఆర్ ద సింబల్ ఈజ్ ది ఇన్నర్ స్పేస్ అప్టైనింగ్ విదిన్ అవర్ ఓన్ హార్ట్, హృదయ ఆకాశ. సో హృదయ ఆకాశ ఈజ్ టేకన్ విచ్ ఈస్ ఏ స్మాల్ స్పేస్ అప్టైనింగ్ విదిన్ ది హార్ట్ కాల్డ్ దహర ఆకాశ. And in that Dahara Akasha, that is limited space within the heart, we have to meditate upon Saguna Ishwara. And whenever we talk about Hridaya Akasha and all, Shankaracharya, he makes it clear that it is the Golakam Hridayam, the physical Hridayam only. Therefore, this Upasana is known as Dahara Upasana also, a very popular Ishwara Dhyanam within our own heart. And it is a very elaborately discussed chapter here in Brahma Sutra actually, in a particular adhikarana that is called Dahara Adhikarana. First chapter, 3rd section of Brahma Sutra, this Dahara Adhikarana is discussed. And when we see Brahma Sutra, we are going to see in detail all these topics. And in this particular upasana, our very physical body is taken as the example, as the temple. Our own heart is taken as the sanctum. The Chaitanyam obtaining within the heart is taken as Ishwara. So instead of seeing Ishwara outside as Bheda with division, we get Abheda Upasana here, wherein Ishwara is invoked in oneself. Because in Karma Kanda, we get the habit of seeing Ishwara always outside. Gradually, we break that habit and learn to see Ishwara within ourselves so that later we can gain the knowledge Aham Brahma Asmi. Thus, Veda Jnanam to Abheda Upasana to Abheda Jnanam is our progress. Therefore, this Upasana is considered very significant. So, with this background, let us enter into the 8th chapter, section 1, Shloka 1. ఓం అత ఎదితమస్మిన్ బ్రహ్మపురే దహరం పుండరీకం వేష్మ దహరోస్మిన్నదర అంతర ఆకాశః తస్మిన్ యదంతః తదన్వేష్టవ్యం తద్వావ విజిజ్ఞాసితవ్యమితి. So as was said earlier, the first six sections deal with Saguna Brahma Upasana. And here we do not get the name of the Guru and Shishya. Here Chandogya Upanishad itself imagines a dialogue between Guru and Shishya. The name Prajapati and Indra are introduced only in Nirguna Brahma Jnanam, next chapter. So we have to imagine some guru is making a statement to a set of disciples. And what does this guru say? Guru X and Shishya Y. Shishya is called Y, Swamiji funnily says. Shishya is called Y because he keeps on asking the question why for everything. Therefore, you imagine a Y disciple. Now the guru declares, Yaditam Asmin Brahmapure. We all have got a physical body. This physical body is named Brahmapuram. Puram means it is what? It's a city. We are familiar with this word. So Brahma means what? Brahma, Sagunam Brahma or Ishwara. So the physical body is called Brahmapuram because it is like a city in which the king called the Brahman is residing. Therefore the body is called Brahmapuram. And this is important because all the time in Vedanta, we keep on negating the body. We keep on looking down upon the body. And in fact, in the name of Videha Mukti, we even pray that I should not take the body once again. Thus, constantly criticizing the body, we will get a very, very negative opinion of the body. In Viveka Chudamani, in Naishkarma Siddhi, all those works, the body itself is talked about as full of filth and all that thing, so that we will have we won't consider the body as insignificant with us. Here we are changing the attitude. Do not look down upon the body. Body is sacred. Why it is sacred? Because it is Brahmapuram. And why it is Brahmapuram? Because within it is Brahma, that is Sagunam Brahma, that is residing. So in this physical body, there is the sanctum, sanctorum. And what is that? Daharam Pundarikam Veshma. Veshma means a residence or an abode. Here they translate it as mansion. Because if Brahman is the Lord, he cannot have an ordinary residence. Therefore, Veshma means it's a palatial residence. It is what? Pundarikam. Pundarikam refers to heart with the shape of a lotus hanging upside down. Therefore, within Brahmapuram, there is the palatial residence, which is the lotus-like heart. And what is the size of the heart? Daharam, which is a small size, small one. Because body itself is small, and within the body is the lotus-like heart. So, Daharam Pundarikam Veshma. Daharaha Asmin Antar Akashaha. And Asmin, in that lotus-like heart, Daharaha Akashaha. There is a subtle akasha space. And what is that akasha? Here the word akasha refers to alpa akasha. Finally, it will refer to sagunam brahman or ishwara. So daharakashaha refers to chidakashaha or sagunam brahman. And how do you say so again? This question may come. So we have to understand the logic. According to the shastras, the heart is the location, the physical heart, the pumping heart is the location. Shankaracharya writes all this. Where mind resides. Even though modern science talks about mind as associated with brain, according to scriptures, mind is not associated with the brain. But the physical heart is the location where the subtle mind is there. So when these medical people, they cut the body, they can see the physical heart. But they cannot see the mind. Why? Because the physical heart belongs to the sthula shariram. And subtle mind belongs to sukshma shariram. Doctors have not yet proved a sukshma shariram. And what is the proof for sukshma shariram? If somebody asks, what should we say? Shastra is the only proof for sukshma shariram. And therefore within the body, the heart is there, which is small. Within the small heart, there is the mind. And in that mind, lot of thoughts are rising. That means what? There must be some subtle space within the heart in which thoughts are arising. Then these rising thoughts, they are known or unknown? The problem is, they are known. If they are not known, perhaps we may be well off. But all the thoughts rising in the mind are known. That means within the heart, there is the mind. And in that mind, there is the avaring witness consciousness. This consciousness, obtaining within the subtle space, illumines all the thoughts. This consciousness is called Chidakasha. The physical space within the heart is called Bhutakasha. The non-physical consciousness obtaining within the heart is called Chidakasha. I hope it is not complicated. Let us repeat. So within the heart, there are two akashas. One is the physical space, another is the non-physical space like consciousness. One is called Bhuta Akasha. Bhuta means the Pancha Bhuta Akasha, Vayu, Agni, etc. And there is the Chidakasha, because of which all the thoughts are known. So this Chidakasha is called Dahara Akashaha. So within the body, there is heart. And in that heart space, there is the mind. And in that mind, there is this witness consciousness or Sakshi Chaitanyam. And this witness consciousness is also formless, like Akasha. Therefore, the Chaitanyam also is called Akasha. But what type of Akasha it is? It is called Chid Akashaha. Therefore, the Upanishad says, Asmin, within the heart, there is Dahara Akasha, which is otherwise called Chidakasha, which is none other than Brahman or Ishwaraha. This is the development. I hope you are closely with me. And if this Chidakasha is understood as the all-pervading Chaitanyam, then it is called Jivatma Paramatma Aikya Jnanam. But here we are not talking about the Jivatma Paramatma Aikya Jnanam. We say, may you meditate upon it. Understand, it is still a meditation. It is not understanding, but it is just visualization, imagination of that internal space of consciousness as Ishwaraha. So when you visualize something as something else, it is called Upasana. When you understand something as something, it is called Jnanam. Here we are not involved in analysis and understanding. Here only it is imagination. You imagine that within the heart, Ishwara is there. In the form of what? The Chaitanya Tattvam, blessing the body, the mind, and all of them. So, Ishwaraha Sarvabhutanam Hriddeshe Arjuna Tishtati. We have said Arjuna, so you should know it is Bhagavad Gita. Maximum I can ask is what chapter? That question we may ask. It is Sloka 61 in the 18th chapter. So, I visualize Saguna Ishwara within my heart as Chidakashaha. That is why in Lalita Sahasranam also, one of the namas of Devi is what? Dharakasha Rupini, the inner space or inner consciousness. So, Antarakashaha, there is an internal space. Akasha is what? Chidakashaha. And Tasmin, in that Ishwara, Tasmin, Chidakasha Rupa, Dharakasha Rupa, Saguna Ishware, what all things are there? Yet Antaha, whatever is based on, whatever is located on that Ishwaraha, the internal Ishwara, tad aveshtavyam. May you inquire into that. That is the upasana. So the essence is what? May you inquire into the inner Ishwara and may you also inquire into the things which are located in that Ishwara. So this is the upasana. Tasmin daharakasha rupa Ishware antaha yadvartate. Enquire into all of them. Don't just enquire. Tadvava vijignasitavyam. You should know about the internal Ishwara. Vijignasitavyam. You should know that internal Ishwara. Later it will be told. Actually, we will break the suspense right now. Later it will be told that the internal Ishwara, which you think as small, Ishwara residing inside is not small. But that is nothing but Vishwadaram Gagana Sadrisham. Ishwaraha is within you as well as outside you. That will be taught later. For that, this is the introduction, this particular shloka. Tad Vijignasitavyam. Continuing shloka 2. Tam Ched Bruyuhu Yedidam Asmin Brahma Pure Daharam Pundarikam Veshma Daharosmin Antara Kashaha Kim Tadatra Vidyate Yadanveshtavyam Yadvava Vijignasitavyamiti Sabruyat. Now the Upanishad continues, Tam Chet Bruyuho. Suppose a guru makes the declaration, Ishwara is within your heart and you should know what is located in that Ishvara. If a guru makes such a declaration, your student may ask a counter question. Tambruyuho, a shishya may address such a guru in this manner. What will be the question? What is the use of knowing that Ishvara? Why? Because the Ishvara that you are talking about must be extremely small. Why? Because the body itself is small, and within the body, heart is still smaller, and within the heart, you are talking about Ishvara, who is called Dahara Akasha. The very adjective Daharam indicates what? Alpam. The very fact that it is called Alpa Ishvara, that indicates that the Ishvara is extremely small. Within the extremely small Ishvara, what can be there? Thus, a student may ask, that means what? Nothing will be there within that Ishvara. And even if there is something, it will be of no great value. Therefore, why should I do anveshana, inquiry? So the student is repeating the teacher's statement, yad idam asmin brahmapure. Okay, I accept that this is the body of Brahman. Actually, these are all the sampradaya in Tarka Shastra. When somebody makes a statement, the other person who wants to either comment on or wants to question that, he will repeat the statement just to show that he has understood the statement so and so made, and then will ask the question or given the comments based on that question so that the other person knows he has understood the statement properly, and also he will take the question. He will then, when he gives the answer, he will repeat the question and then gives the answer. This is the sampradaya in all these tarka discussions. So body is Brahmapuram, and okay, I am willing to accept that within the Brahmapuram there is the lotus heart. So Daharam Pundarikam Veshma, the student, he paraphrases. And not even he is paraphrasing, but repeating the words of the teacher. Okay. Then there is Brahmapuram, there is lotus heart, I am willing to accept all of this. And Daharaha Asmin Antarakashaha, I am also willing to accept that within that lotus heart there is Daharakasha, that is the Chidakasha, which is called Paramatma, or which is called Ishvara. I am willing to accept all of them. What must be the size of that Ishvara? Certainly smaller than me and my heart. And whichever Ishvara is there within the heart must be very small. Now the student asks, Kim Tadatra Vidyate? So within that small Ishvara, Alpa Ishvara, what can be there? Not enough accommodation to keep everything, anything actually. So Atra Kim Vidyate? Yet Anveshtavyam. What is there which I should inquire into? What is the worth of such an inquiry? And yadvava vijignasitavyam. And what is the worth knowing within that Ishvara? That Ishvara himself is not worth knowing. And what is within that Ishvara is also not worth knowing. Because Ishvara is small. And within that Ishvara, whatever is there must be still smaller. And therefore, why make such an inquiry? Iti. Iti means in this manner. The student may raise a question. And for that, saha bruyat, saha. Saha refers to that guru. The guru who made that statement in the previous first mantra, that guru gives a reply. And what is that reply? Ishvaraha is within the heart. Does not mean Ishvaraha is only within the heart. It is like saying what? Space is within the hall. That does not mean space is within the hall only. That is your problem. Space is within means it is within and without. Similarly, Ishvara is within and without. If you remember Mandukya Upanishad, we said Vishwa and Virat, Taijasa and Hiranyagarbha. Similarly, Prajna and Ishvara. That must be understood as one and the same. I hope you remember all these terminologies right from Tattva Bodha itself. The Ishvara obtaining within you is called Prajnaha. Similarly, here also, the teacher says Ishvaraha is Sarva Vyapi. Antarbahicca Tatsarvam Vyapya Narayana Sthitaha. And that all-pervading Ishvara is within your heart also. Initially, you will learn to invoke that Ishvara outside. But later, you should learn to invoke that Ishvara within also. Thus, Saguna Upasana is Prajnaha Ishvara Aikyam. Prajna Ishvara Aikyam is that Saguna Upasana. And Nirguna Jnayam is what? Is Turiya Brahma Aikyam. That we are going to see in the next section. So the first six sections talk about Prajna Ishvara Aikyam. Prajna is individual, Ishvara is total. All this you should know. So later six sections talk about Thuriyam, Brahma, Aikyam. So that is what is going to be said by the teacher. We shall read Sloka 3. Yavanva ayam akashaha, tavanesha antarhridaya akashaha, ube asmin dhyava prithivim, antareva samahite, ubhavagnischavayuscha, surya chandramasa ubhau, vidyunnakshatrani, yachasye hasti, yachanasti, sarvam tasmin samahitamiti. Now the teacher answers, even though Chaitanyam is recognizable within the body only, the Chaitanyam is not confined only to the body. Chaitanyam goes beyond the periphery of the body. And if you remember the five principles of consciousness, the third is what? Consciousness is not limited by the boundaries of the body, but it goes beyond. But since the scientists cannot recognize the consciousness outside, what do they conclude? They think consciousness is a property confined to the body. And therefore, Chandravamshad says, the Chaitanyam is all-pervading and it is called Ishwaraha. Therefore, he says, Yavan va ayam akashaha. Whatever be the extent of the space outside, Yavan, as much as is the extent or expansiveness of the space. Tavan yeshaha antar hridaya akashaha. Here the word akashaha means what? The chidakasha, the chaitanyam, obtaining within the heart. As the sakshi chaitanyam, that chaitanyam spreads all over. So yavanva, so the antarakasha. First akasha refers to bhutakasha. We already mentioned what is bhutakasha, which is the example. And the second antarhriday akasha refers to chidakasha. Thus the word akasha is used for the inner space also, it is used for the chaitanyam also. So we should not get confused. And therefore, where is the chaitanya rupa Ishvara now? That Ishvara is all-pervading. So in that all-pervading chaitanya Ishvara, dhyava prithivi antareva ube asmin samahite. Samahite means located, it is based. Asmin, in that all-pervading consciousness called Ishvara, Dhyava Prithivi. Prithivi refers to the Bhuloka. Dhyava refers to Swargaloka. So the lower loka, the upper loka, all of them, they are all located in the Vishwadhara Ishvara. And remember, we are not revealing that Chaitanyam as Nirguna Chaitanyam. Understand, we are still in Sagunam only. We are not revealing it as Nirguna Chaitanyam. Then it will become what? Nirguna Brahma Jnana. We are not doing that. We are still in the Saguna Upasana. So here we are talking about, not talking about Nirguna. We are talking about the Saguna Ishvara endowed with the creative power, the sustaining power and all that. So this Chaitanyam is Sarvajna Chaitanyam. Once you negate the omniscient, it will become what? Nirguna Chaitanyam. So from Virat, it will become Nichya. So here we are not going to Nirguna. That is going to be in the next chapter. Next, say, six sections. So that is a subtle difference. Therefore, in that all-pervading consciousness, which is omniscient, which is omnipotent, which has got creative power, which has got sustaining power and all of that, upon that Ishvara Chaitanyam, both the higher and lower lokas are located, Dhyava Prithivi. So Dhyava Prithivi Samahite. And not only Dhyava Prithivi, Ubhav, Agnischam, Vayuscham. Upon that omniscient, omnipotent, all-pervading Saguna Chaitanyam called Parameshwaraha, Agnischa Vayuscha, Agnitattvam and Vayutattvam. In short, all the Pancha Bhutas are located in that Ishvara. That is, Ishvara is Sarva Adharaha. So Agnischa Vayuscha. Then Surya Chandramasa Ubhav. Again, we can understand this. Surya refers to sun. Then Chandramasa refers to moon, so all of them are also located. So this teaching of Ishvara is to get out of our previous concept of Bhagavan. Before coming to this Ishvara Upasana, what was our concept of Bhagavan? There is one place called Vaikuntha or Kailasha, and there is the Milky Ocean, and on that Milky Ocean is floating this Adishesha, upon that is lying Mahavishnu. Or there is Kailasa. Of course, do not say Vishnu alone, Kailasa also Shiva. So, thus we are used to Bhagavan as a person. We have to transcend that concept and Bhagavan should be seen as Karana Ishwara. We are already familiar with the Karana Ishwara, inherent, who supports the whole creation. And later we will say Bhagavan is not Karanam also. And when he negates creation, then it will become what? Nirguna Brahma Vidya. So this is the development. So Karana Ishwara is Sagunam Brahma. Akarana Ishwara is Nirgunam Brahma. So in these six sections, we are seeing the Karana Ishwara. And in the later six sections, we are going to see Akarana Ishwara. These are all, you know, synonymous names. And here, Surya Chandramasa Ubhav, upon that, Karana Ishwara is to be invoked. So Vidyun Nakshatrani, all the nakshatras, Vidyut means lightning. So the stars, the galaxies, all of them have to be invoked. And here, and again, for all of them, we supplied the word again, Samahitam, base, located, supported, all of them. And not only that, Yacham Asya Iha Asti. Whatever is obtaining now in the present, they are all located in the Ishwara. Yacha Nasti, whatever is not available now also. Because which was in the past or which will be in the future, they are also located in Ishwara. Difficult to imagine. What was in the past also was located in Ishwara. And what is going to be in the future are also located in Ishwara. So, Yacha Sehasti refers to the present things. Yacha Nasti refers to the past things and future things. Because past and future are Nasti now. Are not here now. Past is gone. Future has not yet come. But they are also located in Ishwara. And therefore, that Ishwara is worth inquiring about. Worth understanding, worth meditating upon. It is not a small thing or a small being within the heart. Then why do we say Ishwara is in the heart? Again, for two reasons. One is what? Ishwara is in the heart also. And the second reason is Ishwara is available as Chaitanyam only within the individual. Outside, Ishwara is present but not manifest as Chaitanyam. Therefore, in manifest form, Ishwara is in you, in all these beings. Or in the temple also, why do you call Ishwara is in the temple? For worshipping that, why do you go to the temple? Even though we know Lord is all-pervading, we believe that in the temple, we have invoked the Lord and chanted several mantras called Prana Pradishtapana mantras, Avahito Bhava, Sthapito Bhava, all that. And because of that special worship, the presence of Ishwara is more manifest in the temples. Similarly, here also, Ishwara is available in the heart. And Shankaracharya, he adds a note, especially in the Upasaka's heart, Ishwara is manifest more. Because of his chanting, because of his purity, because of his meditation and all those. So in the Upasaka's heart, Ishwara is more evident. That is why he has got various siddhis. He has the capacity to read your mind, capacity for all these, you know, good sayings, Arulvak, all that we call. All because of what? Ishwara's siddhis, they are manifest in the Upasaka more. Why? Because he has invoked. What about ordinary people? There are also Ishwara is in them, but lot of impurities cover them. And so the teacher says, Yacha Sehasti, Yacha Nasti, Sarvam Tade. All of them. In short, the entire universe is present in that Saguna Ishwara Asmin Samahitam, is located. And that all-pervading Ishwara is in your heart. Actually, in Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, Aham Atma Guda Kesha Sarva Bhuta Bhuta Ashayastita Bhuta Ashayastitaha Sarva Bhuta Ashayastitaha. Hey Arjuna, I am the very Chaitanyam who is present in the heart of everyone. All those Gitas, the slokas are based on what? The Dahara Vidya of Chandogya Upanishad. Continuing, Shloka 4. Tam ched bruyuhum asmigus cheditam brahma purem sarvagum samahitam sarvani cha bhutani sarve cha kamaha yate tajjaravapnotim Pradvagum satevam kim tato tisishyata iti tataha atishyata iti. So tam gurum ched bruyuho. The shishya may raise another question to that guru. Who says it? Upanishad is reporting. This is a reported dialogue, understand, not a direct dialogue. It's a reported dialogue by the Upanishad between some guru and some Shishya. And what do the students say? If Ishvara is located in the individual body, the body and heart, they become the containers. And the Ishvara is the content within. What may happen if the container is destroyed? Whenever a container is destroyed, what happens to the content? The content also goes away. So within us, who is there? Poor Ishvara is located. And we are growing old. And one day, when we die, remember this also the view of scientists. When the brain is destroyed, what do they say? Chaitanyam also is gone. Because consciousness is an epiphenomenon in the brain. It will also go, is their view. And they will argue, we do not see an Ishvara surviving, a sukshma sariram surviving, a mind surviving, thought surviving, the witness of thought surviving. We don't see all of them. So all those things we do not see, therefore they are destroyed. That's what they may think. And so the student argues here, asmigischet, suppose within the body heart container, Brahmapure, called Brahmapuram, Sarvagum Samahitam, everything is contained, enclosed, or supported, or based. So, all this, Sarvam, so Sarvani cha Bhutani, all the being, Sarve cha Kamaha, all the pleasurable things, everything is contained in that Brahmapuram. In this context, Brahmapuram should be taken as the what? As the Dharakasha Ishvara. So, very careful. So, Asmin Brahmapure, Dharakasha Rupa Ishware, if everything is located and if that Ishvara is enclosed within the body pack, Sarvecha Kamaha, and also all the sense objects, then what will happen? A big tragedy may happen. Yataita Jara Vapnoti, when the body becomes old, Jara, Ishvara inside also will scream, especially when there are heart problems. Heart shrinking or expanding, varieties of problems. Ishvara also must be screaming. Oh, it is paining, he might say. He is inside, you know. So, this student takes it initially and literally and misunderstands. So, Jara Vapnoti. And Pradvagam Sateva. When the body dies, Nashayati, then what will happen? Kim Tataha Atishishate. What will be left behind? Nothing will be left if the body is. So, Ishvara is also gone. Somebody wrote a book, actually it seems, Death of God, or like that. You will have to write in the obituary column, God is gone also. So, Kim Tataha Atishishyate. Tataha means, Sharira Nashaha Anantaram Kim Atishishyate. What will remain? Because his logic is what? Sharira Nashe Ishvara Nashaha. Ishvara Nashe Sarva Nashaha. So, this is his extrapolation. So, if this is the question of the student, then what does the teacher say? That is the answer we have to see now. You know the answer again. Teacher says, whatever happens to the body, when Taijasa itself is not destroyed, maximum Vishwa only goes away. Vishwa, Taijasa and all that thing, I'm using those words liberally. I hope Vishwa, Taijasa, they make sense to you. When Taijasa himself is not destroyed, what to talk about? Taijasa refers to what? Sukshma Shariram. Right? Individual Sukshma Shariram. And when Taijasa itself is not destroyed, what to talk about Prajna? Prajna is Karna Shariram, which is none other than Ishvara enclosed in the body. When that goes, Prajnaha is one with Ishvara. When that goes, Prajnaha is one. That is Karna Shariram. Individual Karna Shariram is Samashti Ishvara. So Guru says nothing will happen to Ishvara. Just as when an enclosure is destroyed, the space will not go away. Only there is a change in the name. Called space will be called total space, that's all. Similarly, Prajnaha will be called Ishvara, that is the only change. Continuing, Sabruyat Nasya Jaraya Etajiryati Navade Nasya Hanyate Etat Satyam Brahmapuram Asmin Kama Samahitaha Yesha Atma Apahata Papma Vijaro Vimuktir Vishokaha Vijitat Sopi Pasaha Satya Kama Satya Sankalpaha Yata Heveha Praja Anva Vishanti Yata Nushasanam Yam Yamantam Abhikama Bhavanti Yam Janapadam Yam Kshetra Bhagam Tam Tamevo Tamevo Pajivanti. The teacher answers the question, pointing out Ishvara obtains within the body, but Ishvara is not dependent on the body for its survival. Ishvara is available in the body. Do not take availability as dependence. When the mud pot, you have kept some liquid, for example, then the liquid depends upon the pot. Therefore, when the pot is destroyed, the liquid will spill and it will disappear. Whereas space is also obtaining within the same pot. It is available in the pot, but not dependent on the pot. Even after destruction of the pot, space survives. Similarly, Ishvara obtains in the body, but not dependent on it. Therefore, even if all bodies are destroyed, all lokas are destroyed, Ishvara will happily survive. Not enough to say survive, we have to say happily survive. Therefore, he says, Sabruyat. If the student raises the question, as in the fourth mantra, the teacher must give such an answer. It is a new method. Chandogya Upanishad presents in this manner. So, it gives that, Saha refers to Acharya, Bruyat. What will the teacher say? Nasya Jarei Thair Jiryati. Etat. Etat means this Ishvara, who is known by different names, Brahman, Atma, all that. Etat Brahma Tattvam or Brahma Najiryati, does not disintegrate or does not decay when the body goes through wear and tear. Navade Nashyahanyata. Asya vadena etat na hanyate. Because of the destruction of this body, asya vadena, Ishvara is not destroyed. And etat satyam brahmapuram, this Ishvara alone is called brahmapuram. Etat satyam, this Ishvara alone is the real brahmapuram, satyam. So here Chandogya Upanishad is doing a mischief. Previously in the first mantra it said body is brahmapuram. Puram means what? About. Of what? Brahman or Ishvara. But here the Upanishad says Ishvara is Brahmapura. So how to understand? This Ishvara alone is Brahman, the abode of the entire creation. Previously Brahmapuram means Brahman's abode. Shashti Tatpurusham. So previously when you said body is Brahmapuram, how should you translate it? Body is Brahman's abode. So, Brahmans. So, here when you say Ishvara is Brahmapuram, how should we translate now? Not as Brahman's abode, we should translate this is Brahman, which is the abode of what? The entire cosmos. So, we can see it in both ways. We can say Ishvara is residing in every living being, or we can say Ishvara is the resident of all the living beings. Both are equally correct. Therefore, Satyam Brahmapura. This is called Karmadhare Samasa. So, in Shashti Tatpurusha, it is Brahman's abode. In Karmadharaya, it is Brahman the abode. And Asmin, in this Brahman, again it will be clear if you remember the example. First I say space is inside the hall. Then I say space is both inside and outside the hall. Then I say, really speaking, all the halls are inside the space. Just, you know, revise the statement. Here also, Brahman's abode and Brahman the abode. Asmin, in this Ishwaram, Kamaha Samahitaha, all pleasures, all objects of experience. Kamaha refers to all of them. In general and all objects of enjoyment in particular, Kama. All of them, they are based on this Ishvara. Kamaha. Kamaha refers, it's not desires here, but desirable objects. It is not Bhava Vittati, but it is Karma Vittati, objects of desire. And hereafter, the Upanishad gives the definition of this Sagunam Brahma, giving 8 descriptions or 8 virtues of Ishvara, otherwise called Sagunam Brahma or Saguna Atma. And therefore this portion is called Ashtaguna Visishta Ishvara Lakshanam. Ashtaguna Visishta Ishvara Varnanam. Ashta means 8, guna refers to virtues. So first let us have a rough idea about the development of this portion before we go to the shlokas. Chandogya Upanishad is going to talk about the upasana of this Ashtaguna Visishta Ishvara. And it will say, as a result of this Ishvara upasana, this person will become Tanmayaha. Tanmayaha means what? Soaked in that Ishvara. And Ishvara will be soaked in him. And for that reason, Tasmatim Sarveshu Kaleshu Mam Anusmara Yudhyacha. That's what Krishna said. So this upasaka will remember this Ishvara all the time, sarveshu kaleshu. And so at the time of death also, he will have this Ishvara Chintanam, as given in the 8th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. In fact, these 6 sections of this Upanishad, they are summarized in the 8th chapter of the Gita. We should not say it other way, where this Upanishad, Gita is later. And as a result of the Saguna Upasana, the Upasaka will, after death, that is important, after death, Upasaka, after death, it's an important condition, after death, he will go through what gati? If you remember all the gatis, the Shukla gati, Krishna gati and all that, Shukla gati. So he will go to Brahma Loka, because this is Upasana, Saguna Upasana. When the Upasaka will go to Shukla gati and Karma Yogi, those people, they will go to heavens and all that, think Krishna gati. So he will go to Brahma Loka, Shukla gati, and later he will get Krama Mukti. All these terms, I hope they are all familiar to you. But before getting Krama Mukti, in Brahma Loka, he will get several powers that are closer to Ishvara, not equal to Ishvara, closer to Ishvara. All the 8 virtues which we are describing here, all those also he will get. So he will be a mini Ishvara in Brahma Loka. Brahma Loka, important. With various siddhis or powers. And siddhis means what? Materializing things. For example, later Chandogya Upanishad will say, if he wants an object, he does the sankalpa of that. So sankalpa matrena, by mere sankalpa, he can get people, things, he can create lokas, all of them will come. Like Vishwamitra, he created at the Trishanku Surga. Similarly, he can create at will. He gets swatantaryam and power to create, to get anything. Therefore, this will give both ihaloka sukham, paraloka sukham, and krama mukti also. This upasana. Therefore, may you practice what upasana? Daharakasha upasana. So, this is going to be the development. For that, Ishvara is glorified here. And we'll see this shloka. Yesha atma. Yesha. Yesha refers to what? Paramatma. So, saguna paramatma here. Maya sahita paramatma. Ishvara. Nirguna paramatma comes from the 7th section. So, understand, we are still in the 6th. The 1 to 6 is the first section. First section of the 6 mantras. We are in this. Maya Sahidam Brahma. And Nirguna Paramatma Jnana will give Mukti. When? In Balavidya Mantra itself. That is the moment when a person gets a Jnana. Therefore, Krama Mukti is up to the 7th section. Thereafter, we will get Nirguna Paramatma Jnana. So, we have to use the appropriate language. Saguna Paramatma Upasana. We should be careful. Saguna Paramatma Upasana or Nirguna Paramatma Jnana. And that Saguna Paramatma is described here. And the first glory is what? Apahata Papma. The Ishvara is free from the influence of all the karma palam. Here, Papma refers to all types of karma palam. Punya and Papa both. Papma refers to Papam. But normally here, it includes generally punyam. Punyam also is considered papam only. So, papam also. So, punyam. So, Ishvara is beyond punya papam. And why? Because, why punyam is, I just made a statement that punyam also is included in papam. Why punyam is also included in papam? It is also an obstruction. Punyam also is an obstruction to go to moksha. Because when there is punyam, one has to enjoy the benefit of the punyam. Because he has not still got jnanam, so he will go to Swargadi Loka. So it is still a hindrance to gain moksha. Because he is not a samsari and he does not have kartrutva. Ishvara is beyond punya papam because he is not a samsari and he does not have kartrutvam. No kartrutvam, no bhoktrutvam also. Only when ahankara is there, the actions will produce punyam and papam. Ahankara vimudhatma kartahamiti manyate. So Ishvara does not have ahankara. So he does not generate any punya or papa. As we say, a jnani does not generate punya or papa after jnanam. But he did them before jnanam. Whereas for Ishvara, there is no question of before jnanam. Why? In case of Ishvara, there is no before jnanam at all. Because he is nitya jnani. Therefore, he does not have Sanchita Karma. Therefore, he does not have Prarabdha Karma also. And Akartrutvad, no Agami Karma also. He is not a doer, Akarta. Therefore, Punya Papa Rahitaha Ishvaraha. He is, you know, this the even though he is very busily active person, he does Srishti. He He does sthiti, laya, all of them, takes avataras. Still he is yesha apahata papma. Then the second virtue is vijaraha, free from jara. Jara means old age, decay, again caused by karma. Karma janya jaradi dosharahitaha. So vijaraha. Then the third is what? Vimrityuho. It's very evident. Ishvara being karanam, he is free from death. If he also dies, next srishti will not come. And therefore, vimrityuho. And vishokaha, he is free from all forms of sorrow. Again, because of what? Jnanam. So if Bhagavan does not have jnanam, he will have greatest sorrow in the world. Because how many millions of people are suffering all over? In Naraka, in the cauldron of oil, people are fried, roasted. We do not see that though. All these Puranas described all of them. But remember, Ishvara must be seeing all the sufferings of those people. Seeing that if he does not have sorrow, the only saving grace must be what? Jnanam. So that alone can keep him sane. Otherwise, he will also go crazy, because even with the limited knowledge, we are so disturbed reading the newspaper of what is happening someplace here and there. Therefore, he is Vishokaha, being a jnani. And this is the fourth virtue. Then the next one, fifth one is Vijigatsaha, all physical needs. So Jagatsa means hunger. That is all, you know. So Astum Icha, the one who wants to, you know, he has derived from the root Ad, Ati, to eat. So it is designative form, it's what? Jigatsa. So Vijigatsa means free from hunger. Also considered, it's karma janyam again. So free from hunger. Then Apipasaha, free from thirst. Each one is connected with one kosha, sthula shariram, that is jara, etc. That is annamaya kosha. And pranamaya kosha, hunger, thirst, they are all pranamaya kosha. Manomaya kosha, kasa, shoka, emotion, sorrow, and all that. Ishwaram does not have any of these problems. Then satyakamaha. Satyakamaha means what? The one whose desires are always fulfilled, whose desires will never go in vain. Unobstructed desires he will have. And satya sankalpaha, whose will is immediately materialized. Sankalpa matrena. Sankalpa need not be followed by any effort. In case of humans, sankalpa has to take place first. For example, if one decides to buy a house or build a house, that is the sankalpa he makes. After that, so many things have to be done. So sankalpa with prayatna, with efforts, that produces the result for humans. Whereas for Ishvara, sankalpa itself produces the results. So satya sankalpaha. In Brahma Sutra, there is an exclusive adhikaranam called the sankalpa adhikaranam with several sutras discussing the mystic powers of upasakas in Brahmaloka. In fact, this alone, in Visishta Advaitam, they consider as moksha. It is nothing but these extraordinary glories enjoyed in the Brahma Loka by the Upasaka. Only thing is what? They call it Vishnu Loka, Vaikuntha, instead of Brahma Loka. This is the only difference. In Brahma Sutra, there is an elaborate discussion. So Sankalpa is the eighth guna. So all these eight virtues belong to Ishvara in infinite measure. And why are these virtues mentioned? This is to show a particular principle used in the Shastra. And what is that principle? We have mentioned many times. Whichever virtue of Ishvara we meditate upon, that particular virtue we will get as a result. As we have in English proverb, as a person thinks, so he or she becomes. In Shastras it is said, yata yata upasate tadeva bhavati. Therefore, if Ishvara Upasaka meditates on Satyakamaha and Satyasankalpa, virtues of Ishvara, in Brahma Loka, he will also be Satyakamaha and Satyasankalpaha. In Brahma Loka, not here, understood. But the only difference is what? Ishvara will have all these in infinite measure. The Upasaka will not have them in infinite measure. Then he will begin to challenge Ishvara himself. He also has the same powers. Ishvara does not want any challenger to his post. And therefore, the Upasaka will be closer to Ishvara, but not equal to Ishvara. All these are beautifully described in Brahma Sutra. So, Satya Sankalpaha. Hereafter, that is why before go to Brahma Sutra, studying all the Dasopanishad is important. Because many of these topics that are discussed in the Upanishads, Brahma Sutras are based on many of them. with some different elaborate discussions. Hereafter, Chandogya Upanishad wants to talk about the Upasana and the Upasana Palam. The Palam is what? Upasaka will be free from all type of restrictions or limitations. And to talk about the glory of the unrestricted, the unrestrained life, the Upanishad wants to contrast the Upasaka's position with the position of the local human being here, for Upasaka and anybody else. Now look at our miserable condition here and imagine the Upasaka's glory there. And once we have an appreciation of the superior glory, then naturally we will be interested in this Upasana. And so in the following three lines of the shloka, the Upanishad talks about what? The limitation of a local jivaha, bhuloka jivaha. For what purpose? For contrasting his position with the Upasaka's limited powers and pleasures. And what is the condition of the local person if you see? Yata heveva praja anvavishanti, anvavishanti. So after satya sankalpa, the topic is suddenly and totally changed now. From Ishwara to a miserable jiva. That is what is talking about. Yata heva iha. Iha means iha. In this bhuloka, iha prajaha anvavishanti. Prajaha, people, anvavishanti means attain various things or karma palam, prapnuvanti. What varieties of karma palam that we have to supply? Varieties of worldly benefits. According to what? Yata anusasanam. According to the regulations fixed by the local master, the local human being. Even if he works 14 hours a day and 24/7 all days he works, even for all that, he will get some local earthly benefit only he will get. The benefits are fixed by whom? Not by the worker. The master fixes according to his rules and regulations. The worker will get some petty benefit. Maybe he may be even dismissed from service anytime also. So, yatam anushasanam. Anushasanam means what? According to the rules of the local swami, local boss. So, local people have only limited power. This is one limitation. And what is the second type of limitation? Whatever this person accomplishes in this world, he will get the enjoyment that can be given by only that particular object. Because any accomplishment has got its own limitation. And therefore, if he buys a house in a particular area, only that particular limited result he can get. For example, it says, yam antam abhikama bhavanti. Antam means pradeshaha. Particular land. So, abhikama bhavanti. Suppose people are interested in some land for purchase. This is always what the city people will say when they go to city. Village is, life is wonderful. No pollution. This is not there. That is not there. All those things they will say. But once they go, first complaint is what? No good hospital at all here in the village. We are growing old. City is better. So, city is better or village is better? You have advantages and disadvantages in both. So, abhikama bhavanti. People seek. Yam janapadam, yam kshetra bhagam, tam tam eva upajivanti. The limited advantages of only that particular space, upajivanti, they can resort to or they can enjoy. So, you have to connect in this manner. How we will now rearrange the mantra? Yam antam abhikama bhavanti, tam tam eva upajivanti. That's how it should be connected. And that land or pradesha that a person chooses may be yam janapadam. It may be a vast country or land. It may be a state itself, peopled by even islands. Or kshetra bhagam. It may be a small area. So here again, big bungalow is good or small. Good small flat is good. Big bungalow is good. We don't know. If you have to make a debate, people who vote for big bungalow will say that the flat is like a matchbox, a small area. So they buy a big bungalow. And after some time, maintenance becomes a problem. So no workers are available. One day they come, another day they don't come. Therefore, we have decided a 400 or 500 square feet flat is better. So you can debate eternally. From here, that appears better. From there, this appears better. So what the Upanishad says is, limited results alone a human being can get. So this is said for what purpose? To contrast and show that the Upasaka does not have any such limitation at all. Whatever he wants, that is in his front. Today he wants a bungalow, given. And tomorrow he feels a small flat is okay, given. He wakes up with a flat only. just by kevala vishmatrena bhavati. So in fact, the next section is going to talk about this only. So this is the idea. So yam janapadam or yam kshetra bhagam tam tam eva upajivanti. Who? Iha prajaha, the ordinary non-upasaka living beings. They are, that's what they get. Continuing.
Tadyateha karmajito lokaha kshiyate evameva amutram punyajito lokaha kshiyate tadya iha atmanam anuvidyam vrajanti etagascha satyan kaman teshagum sarveshu lokeshu akamacharo bhavati atah iha atmanam anuvidyam vrajanti etagascha satyan kaman teshagum sarveshu lokeshu kamacharo bhavati.
The first part of this mantra continues with the same topic of the limitation which is suffered by an ordinary non-upasaka human being. Previously it was said that within the rules prescribed by the master, the local master, he can acquire something. That itself is a restriction. And whatever he acquires, there also he can enjoy only the limited benefit that object gives. This is the second problem. And the third problem is what? Even that benefit will not be eternal. As karma palam, it will be lost in time. Even if he is going to get Swargaloka as a result of Punya Karma, even that Swarga Palam also will be limited because karma will give what? What gati? Shukla gati or Krishna gati? Karma can give Krishna gati only. I hope you remember all this. As a result, they may go to Swargaloka. But what is the problem? Tetam buktvam, Swargalokam vishalam, Kshine Punye, Matyalokam vishandi. After exhausting the Punya again, they have to come back. In contrast, the Upasaka will go through Shukla Gati. He will enjoy so much powers also, and not only that, he has no return, but will attain Krama Mukti also in Brahma Loka. Therefore, time-wise limitation of Karma Palam is talked about. And if you remember the 8th chapter of the Gita again, so Shukla Krishne Gati Hete Jagatashashvate Mate Ekayayatyana Vrithyam Anyayavartate Punaha. Karma will take a person through Krishna Gati. He will go to Swarga and he will return. Whereas Upasana will take a person through Shukla Gati. There he will enjoy not only pleasures, but later he will attain Karma Mukti also in Brahmaloka. So between Karma and Upasana, which is superior? That is why at the end of the 8th chapter, the Lord said, Arjuna, Upasana is superior to Karma. Thereafter in the 9th chapter, the Lord says, Jnanam is superior to Upasana. Similarly, here also, in the first six sections, the topic is Upasana is superior to Karma. Then in the later sections, Jnanam is superior to Upasana. So this is going to be laid out for the teaching. And if you look at the shloka, Iha. Iha means in this world, Karma Jito Lokaha Kshiyate. Here the word Lokaha, Lokaha refers to Karma Palam. And when you say karma phalam, it can be in the form of things, in the form of situations, atmosphere, type of body, all of them are karma phalam. It can be a person is, you know, he is born short, another is tall, another is fair complexion, all that. It can be in the type of family that you have also, in the form of relationship. So karma phalam can be things, it can be beings, it can be situations, all of those. So lokaha, karma jitaha. Jitaha means accomplished through karma, karma jitaha. Karma kshiyate, exhausted right in front of us. If you plant a tree and you get a fruit, that fruit you have got as a result of your effort. But whenever you pack the fruit, what do you write outside? Perishable. And always the date of manufacture is followed by date of expiry. And the Upanishad says, this is proved by what? Pratyaksha Pramanam. You can extend this to the enjoyment of Swargaloka also. You can extend the perishable nature to things of Swargaloka also. And how do you prove that? You can't give pratyaksha pramanam. Why? Because swarga is not pratyaksham. Therefore, the Upanishad gives anumana pramanam. Anumana means inference. What is the inference? Whatever is karma palam is perishable. Yet yat karma palam tat anityam. Swarga sukham anityam. Karma palatvat. Swarga sukham because of karma palam, it is also anityam. It is like what? Amra palavate. Like mango fruit. And therefore, Upanishad says, evam eva, anumanam. సో ఫస్ట్ వన్ ఇస్ ప్రత్యక్ష ప్రమాణం ఫార్ ఇహలోహ కర్మఫలం, నౌ అనుమాన ప్రమాణం ఫార్ పరలోక కర్మఫలం అండ్ అమూత్ర. అమూత్ర మీన్స్ పరలోక. సో పుణ్యజితో భవత్ లోక, లోక అగైన్ రెఫర్స్ టు కర్మఫలం అకాంప్లిష్డ్ త్రూ పుణ్యకర్మాసి. సో పుణ్యజిత. సో లైక్ వెరైటీస్ ఆఫ్ రిచువల్స్, దే ఆల్సో క్షీయతే. దేర్ ఫోర్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు గో టు ఉపాసన రాదర్ దాన్ స్టేయింగ్ ఇన్ కర్మ అలోన్. అండ్ వాట్ ఉపాసన? అవర్ ఈశ్వర ఉపాసన, దట్ ఈస్ అష్టగుణ విశిష్ట ఈశ్వర ఉపాసన. సో తద్య ఇహ ఆత్మానం అనువిద్య వ్రజంతి. ఐఎమ్ గోయింగ్ టేక్ ఓన్లీ ఎ ఫ్యూ మోర్ మినిట్స్. సపోజ్ ఎ పర్సన్ పర్ఫార్మ్స్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ నోబుల్ యాక్టివిటీస్ ఇన్క్లూడింగ్ వేదిక్ రిచువల్స్ అండ్ ఆల్ దాట్, బట్ రిఫ్యూజెస్ టు ప్రాక్టీస్ ఈశ్వర ఉపాసన. తద్య ఇహ, యాక్చువల్లీ యూ స్ప్లిట్ ఇట్ యాస్ ఏ ఇహ యహ దోస్ రిచువల్స్ ఇహ ఇన్ దిస్ లోక ఆత్మానం. ఆత్మ మీన్స్ సర్వగుణ విశిష్ట సర్వ ఆధార ఈశ్వర. సో ఆత్మానం అనువిద్య వితౌట్ మెడిటేటింగ్ వితౌట్ ప్రాక్టీసింగ్ ఈశ్వర ఉపాసన బట్ మియర్లీ ప్రాక్టీసింగ్ కర్మ వ్రజంతి. ఏ పర్సన్ డైస్ అండ్ డిపార్ట్స్ ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ అండ్ హీ సిన్స్ హీ డస్ నాట్ మెడిటేట్ అపాన్ ఈశ్వర న్యాచురలీ హీ విల్ నాట్ మెడిటేట్ అపాన్ ద యూనివర్స్ ఆల్సో. లుక్ అట్ దాట్, బికాస్ ఇన్ దిస్ ఈశ్వర ఉపాసన ది యూనివర్స్ ఈస్ ఆల్సో ఇన్క్లూడెడ్. వై? బికాస్ ఈశ్వర ఈస్ విశ్వ ఆధార ఈశ్వర. సో ఈశ్వర ఉపాసన ఇన్క్లూడ్స్ ది కాస్మాస్. దిస్ రిచువలిస్ట్ నైదర్ మెడిటేట్స్ ఆన్ ఈశ్వర నార్ ఆన్ కాస్మాస్ లొకేటెడ్ ఇన్ ది ఈశ్వర. Therefore, Yetan Satyakaman refers to the entire universe of objects. And we supply a word here, Anuvidya, without meditating upon Ishvara and the world. Suppose a person dies this way, then what is the benefit this ritualist will get? Tesham Sarveshu Lokeshu Akamacharo Bhavati. He will not get the benefit of Satya Kama, Satya Sankalpa and all that. Therefore, he will have only limited powers. Kamacharaha means willpower. Akamacharaha means will not have Satya Kama and Satya Sankalpa. In short, he will not have Siddhis which belong to Ishvara. So, Akamacharaha Bhavati, and that means Paratantraha Bhavati. Swatantriyam will go away. Paratantraha Bhavati, Parichinnaha Bhavati. Whereas, there are some intelligent people to include the Ishvara Upasana also in that thing. That talked about in the next sentence. Atha ya iham atmanam anuvidya vrajanti. Atha ya iha. On the other hand, some people who practice the following Upasana, iha. Iha means bhuloka, manushya janmani. So what do they meditate? Atmanam anuvidya. Anuvidya means, so upasanam kritva, anu plus vidhatu. To meditate upon. What type of upasana? Ashtaguna Visishtam Vishwadhara Upasana. In fact, actually in Vishnu Sahasranam we get this Shantakaram Bhujagashayanam Padmanabham Suresham, then Vishwadharam. And there also Gagana Sadrisham, the Dahara Akasha only, Gagana Sadrisham, which is Vishwadharaha. But we do not practice that upasana. We do not know Vishnu Sahasranam Parayana. And even if we do these dhyana shlokas, we do it very, very fast. They are dhyana shlokas, not meant for parayanam, they are meant for meditation. So someone practices this meditation, anuvidya vrajanti, per scriptures, according to scriptures, even before death, while living in this world itself, he will get varieties of siddhis. But because of the physical limitations, these siddhis are small siddhis. But when he goes to Brahma Loka, these siddhis will become expanded, bigger siddhis. In fact, Chandogya Upanishad says he will be closer to Ishvara. Again, be careful, not Ishvara, closer to Ishvara. So Chandogya Upanishad says, Vrajanti, the one who departs from Bhuloka and Yetagumscham Satyan Kama. While meditating, he does not confine to Ishvara only. Ishvara should include what? The entire cosmos located in Ishvara. Therefore, Yetan Cham Satya Kaman. All these objects of this world, then what is the palam? Teshagum Sarveshu Lokeshu Kamacharaha Bhavati. After death, when he goes to Brahma Loka, by mere sankalpa, he can materialize any part of the world. Any person he can bring in front of his mental eye as a result of these two virtues, satya sam satya kamaha satya sankalpaha, sarveshu lokeshu kamacharaha bhavati. He has got free access, he can wander freely. So with this, in all the lokas, so with this, the material result of dahara upasana has been introduced. Krama mukti will be mentioned later, but here Chandogya Upanishad is talking about siddhis as the result. And these siddhis are mystic powers. And these siddhis will be explained in the next section, what are the various siddhis he can get. That we will see in the next webinar. Yo vedadau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaha tasya prakriti leenasya parasamaheshwaraha. Sri Krishna arpanamastu narayana.